Had a good time at lunch today. Ran into a girl named Alice Ray. I haven't seen her in years and years, not since college days. Well, we had a few drinks and reminisced. Talked over the number of years we missed. She's living in town now, it appears. Her married name is Hayes. Well, we got so busy talking, one cocktail led to four. We both began to wonder if we'd make it to the door. Oh, it sure was fun seeing Alice again. I laughed so much, can't remember when. We had such a very good time. Oh, we had such a wonderful time.
Great.
See you around.
Bob Smith told me he lunched today and had a few drinks with Alice Ray. Seems I've heard you mention her, knowing her at school. Apparently they tied one on till half of the afternoon was gone. Didn't come back till 3:30, giggling like a fool. Of course the boss was asking just where the hell he was. I said he had a client, as he very often does. Of course it makes it tough on me. If the old man knew I'd lied, then he could make it real tough on me. Make it rough on me. Bob Smith told me he lunched today.
Hello, my dear, and how are you? Oh, nothing much, no, nothing new. Got a new dress in town today. The neckline's awfully low. Well, Albert was telling me tonight, Bob Smith from the office came in tight. Had lunch with a girl named Alice Ray. I knew her years ago. I never liked her much at all. She was always awfully wild. Married twice already, and neither chick nor child. I wonder what Mildred Smith would say if she knew that Bob ran around that way. Al said the boss was mad. Oh yes, he was awfully mad.
Bob Smith told me he lunched today.
Hello, my dear, and how are you?
Annabelle Jones just called to say she heard Bob Smith's in a pretty bad way. Been drinking an awful lot, it seems. About to lose his job. Been running around in town, they say, with some married woman who's awfully gay. As brazen as she can be. Now, who'd think that of Bob? Saw Mildred at the store today. Oh, I thought she looked depressed. I guess she's heard about it now. No wonder she's distressed. She said she might go down to see her mother who lives in Tennessee. I guess that means they're through. Yes, I guess that means they're through.
Bob Smith told me he lunched today.
Hello, my dear, and how are you? Oh, Annabelle Jones just called to say.
I hear Bob Smith has gone to pot, lost his wife, and his job turned into a sot. Could hardly believe my ears. It certainly was a shock. Been keeping a blonde in town, they say, and carrying on in a terrible way. Stays loaded, it appears, and put himself in the hot. My wife got it straight from Annabelle Jones. Bob worked without, you know. You'd never think to meet the man, that's the way he'd ever go. Well, you never can tell, still water runs deep. But you'd never think Bob the type to keep a blonde in a penthouse flat, a doll in a penthouse flat.
I feel so sorry for Mildred Smith. I feel so sorry for Mildred Smith. I feel so sorry for Mildred Smith. Poor Mildred Smith. Poor Mildred Smith. Poor Mildred Smith. Why, Mildred, Bob, we were just talking about you.
Really? I must tell you the wonderful news. Bob just got a raise. We're taking a cruise. We're going to Bermuda on our second honeymoon. He brought me this lovely bracelet today to help celebrate his raise in pay. And something else is new. We're expecting a baby soon. We've never been so happy. I just can't help but beam. I certainly have a husband right out of a perfect dream. Oh dear, this almost makes me forget. We've brought a friend you haven't met. Our dear friend, Alice Ray. May I present Alice Ray?
Likewise, I'm sure.
gossip was never true. I always said, I always knew, that awful gossip was never true. That awful gossip was never true, was never true. I always knew.
There's a little ranch house in the Vale. Pretty little ranch house, up for sale. All the shutters drawn, tenants are gone, and thereby hangs a long, unhappy tale. Unhappy tale. Oh, he caught her in the kitchen playing Westport, a game indigenous to suburban life, where you grab the wife of whom you're not the husband, and someone else's husband grabs your wife. Now some will claim the name of the game is Scarsdale or Beverly Hills or even Shaker Heights, but commuters from Manhattan call it Westport, the game that some of our local leading lights play to while away the long Connecticut nights. Now in our little ranch house used to dwell an advertising fellow and his Nell. Children and a pup, living it up. Everything was sounder than a bell, than a bell. Till he caught her in the kitchen playing Westport, between the washing machine and thermostat. Now the husband thought it really was an outrage. Said he, well, at least you might remove your hat. Now they may play it that way in Breakneck. In Levittown, they'd never think it on. But there's not an architect in Westport who'd ever forgive the cat who said, my God, sir, I must have had the wrong Cape Cod. Now, since they're no longer groom or bride, quoting from the Sunday Classified, are there any takers for 3 lovely acres of peaceful old New England countryside? They'll subdive, 'cause he caught her in the kitchen playing Westport, which ordinarily might be cause for gloom. The sanctity of wedlock's on the downgrade, but housing is enjoying quite a boom, boom, boom. Now they'll defame the name of the game in Boston, where obviously it's called a dirty shame. But in the fertile pastures of suburbia, the local dealers in real estate acclaim it the best thing since the FHA.